This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The World Health Organization said Tuesday the United States could soon become the epicenter of the coronavirus pandemic. WHO spokeswoman Margaret Harris said at a news conference in Geneva that an acceleration of new cases in the United States is behind the organization's assessment. Harris said the United States has a very large outbreak and an outbreak that is increasing in intensity. Harris said 85% of new cases worldwide over the past 24 hours were confirmed in the United States and in Europe. 40% of those new cases were in the United States, she said. U.S. President Donald Trump is poised to send the United States back to work within weeks, despite warning from medical experts that it might be premature to prevent an even wider spread of the COVID-19 virus. Trump said he would like to have things back to normal by Easter, which is April 12th. That was in an interview on Fox News on Tuesday. He said, "We have to go back to work much sooner than people thought, or face severe damage to the economy that could shave 20 to 25 points off the country's gross domestic product." The president has made clear in remarks to reporters and on social media in recent days that he believes rigid enforcement of social distancing for months, which would prevent most U.S. businesses from operating normally, would be worse than the casualties caused by a protracted halt to the economy. India has imposed a three-week nationwide lockdown from midnight on Tuesday, banning people from leaving their homes as it scrambles to break the chain of transmission of coronavirus in the country. Affecting 1.3 billion people, it will be the world's largest lockdown announced since the coronavirus pandemic began its march in countries across the globe. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.